الحمد لله يا رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، in this world, when you see whole of the world system is running on numbers, the days are counted in numbers, the months are in numbers, the years are in numbers, the time is in number, the hours, the seconds. Even the computer systems, they are in numbers. Banks, your savings, your money is counted in numbers. But if you think that all those numbers, they are covered from 1 to 9, from 0 and 1 up to 9, anywhere you find numbers in the world, no matter in dates, times, months, in the subjects, in mathematics, anywhere where you will find a number of any kind, definitely it will be covered, it will be one of them only, from 0 to 9. There is no number which is known yet, actually, which is beyond this. Either it will be from 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No matter where you see a number, you can find in these 9 numbers. Likewise, you may say, yes, our lives, we are millions of people. And every one of us have a different story. Everyone has different family. They have different children, different nature. They have different circumstances are achieved. तो इस दुनिया में जितना भी निजाम चल रहा है वो हिंसों पर चल रहा है. वक्त हो, घंटे हो, साल हो, पैसे हो, दौलत हो, उम्र हो, और वो नंबर जो लाखों करोड़ों में फैले हुए हैं मुख्तलिफ बैंकों में, हर एक का मुख्तलिफ अपना आईडी नंबर है, पासपोर्ट नंबर है, लेकिन वो सारे के सारे सिफर से लेकर 9 तक सारे नंबर उसके अंदर आ जाते हैं. ये जो 10 नंबर हैं, यानी 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, इसमें जितने भी नंबर, तो करोड़ों अरबों, हर बंदे का अलहदा अलहदा नंबर, उसका उम्र, उसकी रिज्क, हजारों किस्म के हिसाब किताब हैं बैंकों में चल रहे, कंपनियों के चल रहे, गवर्नमेंटों के चल रहे, जेलों में चल रहे हो, वक्त है, सेकंड है, लेकिन सारे के सारे वो इन 10 नंबरों के अंदर अंदर, या उन वो सिफर का होगा या एक होगा या 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, इसके बाहर नहीं. सो और हमारे सब के हालात मुख्तलिफ हैं. सो वी हैव डिफरेंट सर्कमस्टेंसेस. एवरी वन ऑफ अस हैव अ डिफरेंट स्टोरी टू टेल, different scenarios, social, financial, other life, and millions and billions people are living on the face of the earth, and they have lived. But remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's 9-10 years life of Madinatul Munawwara, the 10 years of Madinatul Munawwara, 13 years in Makkah, 10 years in Madina. They are like 0 to 9 numbers. Like their number 10, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Their 10 numbers, to 1 is 0 and the other is a 9 number. So the Prophet ﷺ's life in Madina, Tul Munawwara, is like these 10 numbers, that no matter when you are born, where you are, which circumstances you are going through, how many children you have, which problems you are facing, which challenges you are facing, what is your story, it will definitely be covered by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those 10 years of life. It will be in there. It can never be like 0 to 9 numbers. There is no number which can be out of these, no matter where it is found. Similarly, there is no life situation, there is no challenge, there is no difficulty, there is no happiness, pleasure, a problem, a scenario which you will face and you won't find the answer in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those 10 years of life. So, jis tarah hum sab ke mukhtalif haal hain, mukhtalif ahwal hain, mukhtalif हालात होते हैं, तबीयतें होती हैं, हालात होते हैं, बच्चे हैं, माली मामलात हैं, मुश्किलात, परेशानियां, खुशियां, गमियां. तो जिस तरह मैंने अर्ज की कि उन 10 नंबरों में, सिफर से लेके 9 नंबर, जहां भी दुनिया में कोई नंबर पाया जाएगा वो उसी में से होगा, इसी तरह हजूर अलैहिस्सलाम की जो 10 साल जिंदगी है मदीनातुल मुनव्वरा की, अभी 13 साल को तो छोड़े, एक मतलब उसमें भी ऐसा ही है, मैं सिर्फ मदीना की मदनी 10 साल दौर की बात कर रहा हूं, कि कोई ऐसी हालत, कोई ऐसी मुश्किल, कोई ऐसी परेशानी इंफरादी तौर पर, कौमी तौर पर ऐसी नहीं
کہ جو آپ کو آئے اور حضور علیہ السلام کی اس 10 سالہ مدنی دور میں اس کا حل اور اس کا علاج موجود نہ ہو. تو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے وہ 10 سال ایسے ہیں جیسے 0 سے لے کر 9 تک نمبر ہیں، کہ کوئی اب حالت یا سچویشن کوئی نہیں آ سکتی کہ جو وہاں حل نہ ہو. صرف یہ ہے کہ آپ نے ڈھونڈنا ہے کہ وہ کون سا ہے. سو دیر از نو سچویشن، دیر از نو سیناریو، دیر از نو ڈیفیکلٹی، دیر از نو پرابلم دیٹ یو مائٹ تھنک یو ہیو اے ڈفرنٹ لائف، بٹ یو ول فائنڈ گائیڈنس اینڈ سولوشن آف یور پرابلم ان دا پروفیٹ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام 10 years لائف. دیٹ از کولڈ سیرا آف رسول اللہ، دیٹ از دا پروفیٹک میسج، دیٹ از ایگزیکٹلی وائی اللہ عز و جل سینڈ دا پروفیٹ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ٹو گیو سولوشنز ٹو اس دا پرابلم دا ورلڈلی اور اسپرچولی پرابلمز وچ وی آر فیسنگ اور وی ول فیس اور آل دا ہیومینٹی ول فیس. دا آنسر لائی ان دیئر، اٹس جسٹ اے میٹر آف تھنکنگ اینڈ فائنڈنگ آؤٹ ویئر دا آنسر از اینڈ دا سولوشن از. ٹوڈے ایز دا بردر شفیق مینشن دیٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بینیفٹ فرام ون ایسپیکٹ آف دا پروفیٹ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام لائف، یہ سائڈ والی لائٹیں بند کر دیں اور یہ جو پریزنٹیشن تک نظر آئے. دا پروفیٹ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام لائف ون ایسپیکٹ اسپیشلی بیکاز اٹس ریلیٹڈ ٹو دس منتھ آف ذو القعدہ. ذو القعدہ از ان دا منتھ in which many significant events happen in the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Amongst is the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, amongst is the Battle of Khandaq, Battle of Trench, and also in this month the great personality, the great Ummi Wali Sayyidina Abdul Aziz al-Dabbal passed away from this temporal world. Although Anbiya Awliya Allah living more better lives than even they were before in these lives, but the time came and they passed away from the physical temporal world. They're living in their teaching, their fuyuzah, their spirituality. They're still guiding people, still giving fuyuzah to people who actually are connected to them. Their guidance is ever living. So Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbal rahimahullah passed away 304 years or so ago in this month, Dhul Qa'dah. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbal rahimahullah, he used to say that the passing of me is a reminder for you all of death. Because he passed away when he was only 37 years of old. So in 37 years, he searched for the truth. He searched for the Shaykh, he searched for the path and accomplished and traveled and left a legacy for others to follow in such a short time. We can do that as we are born as well in this Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there is a lesson for us. That is not name of extinction, it's a name of a new life. Remember, that is not name of finishing, the matter is finished. We normally think death is meaning the matter. No, death is a beginning of a better new life. It's a door to a new life, depending upon what a person have done in this life. So he, rahimahullah, used to say that people should remember death at least once a day. Deeply think about your new life, which is death. Death is the door to your new life, which is not going to end. Which is not going to end. One thing about this life is, its pleasure and its pain is going to end. One thing about this dunya is, no matter how much upset you are or how much happy you are,
that happiness is going to go away and that sadness is going to go away. That sadness is going to go away. For example, one scholar was saying, for example, what is today's date? Can anyone tell me what is today's date? Kya hai aaj tarikh? Aaj tarikh, kaun sa mahina? Which, 8 August 2016. Now, think about exactly this date 100 years before. 100 years before, what would be the date, Brother Shafiq? 100 years before. No, before. Yes. August 8, 1916. So if you are 100 years, you go back, it's 8 August. August? So it is 8 August, you see, 8. So it is 8, 1916. Now if you go 100 years forward. Yes, Brother Siraj, can you mention? No, 100 forward from now is forward from now. If you go 100 years forward, 8th August 2116. Now it's 2016. 100 years after it will be, which one? 8th August 2116. And 100 years before, 8th August 1916. Now if you focus on the previous date, 8th August 1916, where was you? Where was your problems, your happiness, your wife, your children? If your father maybe was not born at that time. कोई आपका मसला ही नहीं है, कोई परेशानी नहीं. That which you think now is an end of world for you, and you are taking so actually hard upon yourself. The person didn't exist. The problem, his father even did not exist maybe at that time, 1916. And now think about the same thing 100 years after in 2116, where will you be, and where will you be, your problems be, where will your debt be, where will your happiness be, where will your bank balance and your car and what you achieved. Forget about what happened before, long time ago, and what happened. This is just an example the scholars give, is actually that 100 years actually, plus and minus you think. So in between, you are here now actually. So really there won't be you, nor your problems or happiness, nor your poverty, nor your richness, nor your health. Some people are very, I have this problem, I have cancer, I have diabetes, it's not going to exist when you won't be. Which also the person who is 100% healthy, his health is not going to exist as well. The person who is 100% healthy, his health is not going to exist. And the person who is 100% ill, his illness is not going to exist. And 100 years before, you were nothing, nor your, when you were not there, your problems and bank balance was not there. And when you won't be after 100 years, even your grandchildren will have hard time to remember your name. 100 years after, there will be 2-3 generations. So it's a bigger push. What's your name? Kya naam hai? Ji? Faizan, what's your grandfather's name? From your father's side. Sorry? Hussein. Aap dekhe. To वो बच्चा बता रहा है कि उसके दादा का नाम हुसैन है. तो दादा का नाम है, फिर आगे जो परदादा का नाम है उस पे जाके बहुत सारा बंदे का वो इल्म खत्म हो जाता है. तो अपने बच्चों को भी जो आपके, यू विल हैव until 100 years after, it will be your great grandchildren living, not grandchildren, great grandchildren. They might not know where your grave is. The most people we remember is our grandparents' name, and after that, it's not even their graves are forgotten. So, yaad rakhein. So, one person who will not forget you is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not forgotten you thousands years before, millions years before, when you were in the world of spirits, he knew which are his ummatis and his. And now, all those who passed, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in one hadith of a Mishkat Sharif, he alayhi salam mentioned, he had two books in his hands, one on the right, one on the left. And Sahaba Ikram asked, what are these books, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, on this one are names and father's names of my all ummatis, which will become successful. And on this left one are of my ummatis, all names of my ummatis, from his time to day of judgment, which will become unsuccessful. Hazur Ali Islam ek martaba tashreef laye sahaba ikram ke samne, to aapke haath mein do kitabein thi. Aapne farmaya, sahaba ikram ne, Rizwanullah alaihi majmaeen ne pucha, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ye kaisi kitabein hain? Ye Allah ki kitab hai ya? Farmaya, ye kitab hai jisme mere tamam un ummatiyon ke naam hain ki jo kamyab, yani jannatun, unke باپ دادا کے نام جو ہیں وہ اس میں. اور اس میں فرمایا کہ ان تمام امتیوں کے اور ان کے باپ دادا کے نام جو ناکام ہوں گے. تو یہی نہیں ان کو علم کہ یہ کون میرا امتی ہے, یہ بھی علم ہے کس حالات سے یہ گزرے گا اور کامیاب ہوگا یا ناکام ہوگا. یہ بھی آپ علیہ السلام کو اللہ تعالی علم عطا فرمایا. سو ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم alayhi salatu wasalam is aware of his ummatis, and even on day of judgment he will be aware, and even in Jannah he will become aware. All others, your grandchildren, great grandchildren, people, what to say about one generation, two generation, kya baat karein, 100 saal baad aapko log bhool jayenge. Zinda hote hue log maa baap ko bhool gaye hain aaj. Whilst living, people have forgotten their parents. Whilst living, zinda hote hue miyan biwi ek dusre ko bhool rahe hain. They are forgetting their rights, they are forgetting their treatment. Zinda hote hue maa baap, bachche, rishtedar, wo ek dusre ko dost bhule hue hain. To kya baat karein iski? What to say that after they will forget you? Even living, they have forgotten them. Not only forgotten them, rather are torturing them, are rather actually troubling them. To baad mein to wo yaad hi nahi hoga that who is there and who is not there. It won't be remembered. Now in living times. So a person should, this is from being human beings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew when you were not even created. He remembered you when you were not created in the world of spirits, when there was not the prophetic light created, when there was not Haqiqat-e-Muhammadiyya created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even knew you in His knowledge at that time. Aur Allah Pak to aapko us waqt bhi janta tha jab abhi kuch nahi, jab sabse pehli makhlooq Noor-e-Muhammadi bhi abhi paida nahi hua tha, us waqt bhi Allah Pak aapko janta tha. Kya karenge, kya nahi, wo kaun hoon. And He knows you now. He sees you when you are born in the womb of the mother as well. And when you come out of the womb of the mother and you are crying and you cannot actually ask anything. And the same Allah Azza wa Jal said, Thumma, in the Quran, that I will return you to this state of babyhood again. I will return you to this state of babyhood. پھر بندہ وہ اللہ پاک فرمایا قرآن مجید میں کہ بعد جیسے کمزور تمہیں پیدا کیا واپس تم اسی طرح کمزوری میں. تو یہ جو بوڑے لوگ ہو جاتے ہیں 100 سال عمر ہو جاتی ہے, when they reach 100 years or so, they come become like babies. Unko spoon fed kiya jata hai hospitalon mein, ya unke apne bacche hon. If they have their children, they actually spoon feed them, and sometimes actually with feeders they are fed. Elderly people. بچوں کی ناتیاں بدلی جاتی ہیں, پیشاب دویا جاتا ہے. جب بڑی عمر کے ہو جاتے ہیں ان کا بھی پیشاب دویا جاتا ہے, ان کو بھی ناتیاں جو ہے وہ آپ لگاتے ہیں. تو اب یہ انسان کے سامنے نہیں, یو ڈو ناٹ نو اف یو آر گوئنگ ٹو بی ان دس سچویشن ان دا مڈل لٹل بٹ آف ٹائم وچ اللہ عز و جل ہیز گیون یو, یو سے آئی ایم دس اینڈ آئی ایم دیٹ, آئی ہیو بزنس ٹو ڈو, آئی ہیو دی مائی فرینڈز, آئی ہیو دس کریئر, آئی ہیو دیٹ اینڈ دیٹ. No, yes, you get real. And you engage in these things, but do not forget your reality. Not forget why you were created. No, this is a reality of this life. Go in the hospitals. In one ward, maternity ward, you will see babies being fed with spoons and with feeders, and nappies are being changed. And on the other side, go to the elderly ward and you will see those people who have lived, they are also being spoon-fed and their nappies are being changed by nurses. And they can't move. So much so that their children, mostly, they leave them as well. As one scholar was saying, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that look, I have created you, I love you very much. Ya ayyuhal insan maghraqa bi rabbikal kareem. Your Rabb is kareem, he says. Others, he was saying, that when you will become ill, they will sit few days with you. This is your own children and own spouses. When you have become bed bound, jab aapko falij ho gaya hai, terminally ill ho gaya hai, koi bimari lag gayi hai, to 8-10 din bacche baithenge, 8-10 days they will sit and then they'll say, oh, we have to attend our needs. ہم نے بھی اپنے بیوی بچوں کو ٹائم دینا, اپنے کام کو ٹائم دینا. سلولی سلولی دے ول اسٹارٹ ایکچولی لیونگ یو, اینڈ ایکچولی دین دے ول ہیو لیس اینڈ لیس ٹائم فار یو. سو ون شوڈ نو ریئلی یو ہیو بین او لائف ٹرائنگ ٹو فائنڈ ٹرو لو, یو ول نیور فائنڈ دا ٹرو لو. ایکچولی the true love is the with the one who have created you. He is your true lover, who has created you and who is with you at all times and who will be with you at all times. And this search of true love in this world, in this person, in money, in the car, in the business or in the politics or in people, you won't find true love here. Except the love which is for Allah, you will find that is true as well. Allah's love is true, and anyone who loves you for the sake of Allah is also true love. This brother who came from France, look what is our relationship with him. He was in Morocco. But I love him. That love is pure and more pure than the love of a relative. Love of my son, my daughter, because that's natural love. Tabi, even animals have that love, can go away. But if I love him or anyone else for the sake of Allah, that love will never go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Al akhillau yawmazim ba'azuhum libazin aduv illa al muttaqeen, that every friendship and love will turn into animosity. Allah is in advance telling us that every friendship and love is going to change into animosity sooner or later. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ, but the love of the pious who love for the sake of Allah, their love actually never actually fades away or never changes, but only increases. Are there were 5-6 people lying in the battlefield? Maybe the battle of Trench. Maybe another battle. They are lying and waiting for the angels to come and bless them with martyrdom. They are dying in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone comes with water. How much thirsty a person is in the field of war, wounded. They're giving them water. And he's saying, very thirsty. He's in the last breaths he is taking of his life. But he says even at that time, that attend that person, that my brother who is lying as well, he is thirsty, he is wounded as well. He goes to the second one say, go to the third one. This is love for the sake of Allah. This is love for the sake of Allah, that you are dying and water has come and you are saying, take it to that person. Who do you don't know that you are related to him? Only you know he is also a lover of Allah and the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are also a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they take it to that person. And today the situation is, if you don't have the love for the sake of Allah, I have seen and heard, and you must have heard as well, brothers are becoming bloodthirsty of other brothers because of some property, just because of some property, some bungalows, some piece of land, and sometimes kingdoms. Brothers have killed brothers, and brothers and cousins, and families are becoming bloodthirsty, planning, killing, because that love, there is no love for the sake of Allah, but it's only selfishness and Satanism, shaitanic and worldly, and that actually makes you bloodthirsty of each other. Fighting with each other. To Allah ke liye to jisko mohabbat ho, wo to marte hue bhi kehta hai ke mere bhai ko pani ka ghoont de do. Wo kehta hai flan ko de do. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu who was giving, he went to few people, and when he went to the fifth or the sixth one, he passed away. He came back running to the first one. All of them have passed away. None drank the water. This is the love which they had for the sake of Allah. Others, so that type of person who loves for the sake of Allah, he is only a love giver. He shares his love and showers his love on others and doesn't expect anything from them. That is the way you should live your life as well. If you will be in search of true love, you won't find, you will only find unfaithfulness, you will only find rebelliousness and stabbing on the back. So forget about that. Do not ever expect that from anyone except Allah Azza wa Jal, His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the pious people and the righteous awliya Allah. All others, just give love to them for the sake of Allah. Shower love upon them for the sake of Allah, and do not expect, you will not find, it's not there. The true love they don't have. Their love is based upon needs, upon incentives. It's a business. The love is business. The love is not actually love, but it is also sold and actually bought. And it's upon the looks and other things which are temporal. تو جو صحیح بندے ہیں اللہ کے وہ صرف محبت کرنا جانتے ہیں نفرت نہیں کرتے مگر اللہ کے لیے صرف وہ صرف محبت کرنا جانتے ہیں محبت کی توقع نہیں رکھتے کیونکہ وہ جو اصل اور حقیقی محبت ہے وہ ملے گی نہیں آپ کو کسی میں سوائے اللہ جل جلالہ اور حضور علیہ السلام اور جو اللہ کے نیک بندے ہیں انہی میں وہ ملے گی اس لئے آپ کو زندگی اس طرح گزارنی ہے کہ صرف محبت بکھیرتے جائیں محبت جو ہے دوسروں کو دیتے جائیں یہ نہ دیکھیں وہ کیا دے رہے وہاں سے تو بغاوت اور بے وفائی اور دشمنیاں ہی آئیں گی لیکن آپ کو اس کی پرواہ نہیں ہونی چاہیے کیونکہ آپ کو سب کچھ اللہ کی طرف سے مل رہا ہے تو آپ ضرور ہے کہ مخلوق کی طرف آپ نے دھکے کھانے ہیں ان کے قدموں میں پڑنا ہے اچھا ہے اللہ نے آپ کو غریب بنا دیا آپ دیکھیں ہی نہ آپ کہتے ہیں میری کسی نے مدد نہیں اللہ پاک جب آپ کی کر رہا ہے تو آپ کو ضرور مخلوق سے مدد کرانی ہے کئی لوگ کہتے ہیں جی ہم ہی لوگوں کی کرتے ہیں ہمیں کبھی ضرورت نہیں پڑی اگر پڑ جائے تو لوگ ہماری مدد نہ کریں تو ضرور آپ نے جو ہے وہ جوتے کھانے ہی ہیں مخلوق سے آپ نہ اچھا ہے نہیں پڑ رہی آپ کو تو اللہ پاک کا شکر کریں and the other thing people in this short time, in this short life between which I am saying, they make sure that they give enough torture to each other. Difference of opinion be actually, and that is one thing they guarantee, that lagta aise hai ki jo Allah ne jo saath waqt diya hai wo to Allah ne ek aur maqsad ke liye diya tha, mohabbat ke liye. Humne samjha hai ki bhai ye waqt mil gaya hai, ab jitna kisi ko takleef aur dukh aur pareshan kar sakte ho kar lo, bhai ye uske liye time mila hua hai 40-50 saal. Maa baap ke pehle unko tang kar lo, shaadi ho gayi to hamid aur biwi ko tang kar lo, aur nahi to padosi aur dusre logon ko tang kar lo, hukmaran ban gaye to logon ko. तो ऐसी बात नहीं है, ये शैतान का तरीका है. शैतानिक लाइफ इज लाइक दिस, कि उसको वक्त तो अल्लाह ने दे दिया बहुत ज्यादा, बट ही इज टॉर्चरिंग एंड हार्मिंग एंड कॉजिंग केओस अमंगस्ट पीपल, नथिंग एल्स. उसको लाखों साल की जिंदगी है और वो यही कर रहा है. हजूर अलैहि सलाम ने 63 बरस जिंदगी गुजार, 63 ईयर्स रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम लिव, एंड ही शेयर्ड and he showered mercy and love upon other. That is why he is known as Rahmatan lil Alameen. And you should follow suit. Difference of opinion people do have. Isme koi kharabi nahi. Everyone can have a different opinion. There is no need to be harsh. There is no need to be angry. There is no need to be actually nourish grudge. You are sitting here. Ab kitne log baithe hain? Once scholar was giving example. अब कितने लोग इधर बैठे हैं? Maybe 50, 60, 100. अभी आप पर तजर्बा कर लेते हैं. From you, we can do a short experiment on you. आप देख लें. Now, if you just for a short while, अभी 5-6 मिनट हैं. Wherever you are sitting, अपनी आंखें बंद कर लें. Can you turn the lights on? On kar de lights. Yeah, abhi. Abhi ye in pe focus karna hai to nazar to hai. So close your eyes wherever you are. Apni aankhein band kar le. Raise your one hand. Ek bazu upar kar le. Raise your one hand only. Ek haath upar kar le apna. Raise your one hand and keep your eyes closed until I say. ऊपर करें और ऊपर करें. Now you should point your arm towards north, wherever you think. North की तरफ कर लें अपनी बाजू को. And keep it there. Keep it there. Don't move. Once pointed north, then. Now open your eyes. Keep your arms there. Open your eyes and look at around. There are about 60 notes here. Ab shamal jo hai wo note to ek hi hai. It can't be because there are 15 or 20 or 16. Aap baithe hain, aap kuch pagal bhi nahi hai ki pagal khane se aaye hain, abhi pata hi nahi kis direction mein chal rahi hain. I don't think you are insane that you are coming from mental hospital, you don't know which direction you are walking towards or you're sitting where. ये भी पता है आप नॉर्थ में हैं, यानी नॉर्थ वेस्ट में रह रहे हैं. एवरी डे इज देयर फील इन नॉर्थ वेस्ट, नॉर्थ वेस्ट, नॉर्थ वेस्ट. क्योंकि आप रह ही यूके इज इन नॉर्थ एंड यू आर इवन इन नॉर्थ वेस्ट एंड इट्स मेंशन सो मेनी टाइम्स. नॉर्थ बाई साउथ इज लंदन, नॉर्थ इज, तो आप देख लें कि सम आर पॉइंटिंग दिस वे, सम आर पॉइंटिंग दिस वे, तो देख लें. तो ये तो दिमाग है हमारे. These are our mind, this is our knowledge and wisdom. Itna ilm, itni hikmat aur danai. Aur matlab hai ki yani bade bade baaton ko kehna ke ho fulan alim ne ye keh diya, Quran mein ye kyun aaya, hadith mein aise kya aa gaya, aur I know better, I know that. Aur pata ye bhi nahi ki bhai shimal junub kidhar hai. To but anyway, it shows one thing that you can have a difference of opinion. They can honestly, no one is lying. To no one is lying. They just actually done their best estimate and they pointed toward that way. But should we fight now over it?
اب آنکھیں کھول لی ہیں تو اب لڑائی شروع کر دیں, بھائی تم نے ادھر کیوں ہاتھ کیا ہے, why you pointed towards there, others say why you pointed towards there, you don't know even actually you are 20 years old 30 اب نوت کا بھی نہیں پتا تمہیں, and the two are fighting, I think it's that way, your thinking is that way. No, it is a reality that human beings have different minds, they have different abilities, they can have different opinions. یہی چیز بتا رہی ہے کہ یہ لوگوں کے مختلف رائے ہو سکتی ہے, مختلف ان کے اپینین ہو سکتے, تو اس میں غصے والی بات کوئی نہیں, پیار سے سمجھائیں بھائی یہ دیکھو شمال اس طرف ہے, یہ دیکھو ادھر جنوب ہے, اس ویسٹ از ہیئر, ایسٹ از ہیئر, دس از کمپس, اف ہی لسنز ٹو یور گڈ اینڈ ویل, اف ہی ڈزنٹ دیئر از نو نیڈ ٹو فائٹ اینڈ میک اے فس اینڈ اے میس اینڈ ایکچولی کیئوس آف اٹ. Similarly is the situation of other things as well, in marriage, in family, in holidays, how to do things, people are using the same minds which they have now. One say we want to do it like this, one say, they all want goodness, they all want north, they all want north, let's example north is goodness, they all want goodness, but they have difference of opinion, appreciate their intention, unki niyaton ki qadr kare aur aaram pyar se samjhaye. کہ بھائی ایسا نہیں ایسا, اگر نہیں سمجھتا چھوڑ دیں اس کو, خود آہستہ آہستہ سمجھ جائے گا. لیکن برا منانے غصہ کرنے کی تو ہے وہ ضرورت نہیں. تو اللہ جل مجدہ مجھے بھی آپ کو بھی سمجھ عطا فرمائے, اور اس وقت جو اللہ نے دیا ہے, وٹ ایور ٹائم اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ has given us, اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ actually enable us to live us with wisdom. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is the personality who had never been confused and never, he is free from sin, like we are confused about north, he is not confused by any one act of amongst billions of years. So that is why if you follow him, you are always right. Always. His sunnah is like compass. Sunnat ki misal kya hai? Compass, the compass is always pointing towards north. Compass mein jo needle hai, wo north ki taraf point kar rahi hai. وہ نوت کی طرف پوائنٹ کر رہی ہے. تو ہز سننا از لائک کمپس, نو میٹر ویئر یو پٹ اٹ, اٹ ول پوائنٹ یو ٹوڈز رائٹ ڈائریکشن. تو سے لیو یور اون مائنڈ, یہ جو کہتے ہیں نا میری سمجھ میں نہیں آ رہی یہ حدیث, آئی کانٹ انڈرسٹینڈ دس کمانڈ آف اللہ, آئی کانٹ انڈرسٹینڈ دس حدیث, او آئی کانٹ انڈرسٹینڈ وٹ دا شیخ از سیئنگ. آپ کو نوت ساؤتھ کا نہیں پتا, اس کا خاک پتا چلے گا. تو اس لیے ہمارے لیے نجات اسی میں ہے کہ ہم اللہ اور اس کے رسول کے سامنے جھک جائیں, میننگ ان فرنٹ آف دیئر گائیڈنس, اینڈ دین الحمد للہ. اینڈ دوز ہو ڈو ناٹ بی مرسی فل کمپیشن, اسی کو دعویٰ کہتے ہیں, اسی کو تبلیغ کہتے ہیں, کہ ان کو رام پیار سے سمجھانا. انشاءاللہ جو آ گیا آ گیا, نہ اپنا نقصان کرے گا, آپ کو لڑنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. جزاکم اللہ خیرا جزا, سبحانک اللہم بحمدک, نشہد ان لا الہ الا انت, نستغفرک و نتوب الیک.